unique results in communicating your message to your audience. Studio Honey is committed to building long-term relationships with customers. And unlike large firms, Studio Honey offers affordable rates and is able to provide personal attention tailored to clients' needs. Identity marketing, imagineering, creative counsel. StudioHoney.com.
All right, back on Leo Radio with Kimberly Kane. I'm an intuitive guide, and I listen and look at a person's true spirit, as well as other spiritual energies that may be communicating for their highest good. One of the things I so often see in women is a fear of their feminine power, which is lodged in the first three chakras. Now, this same fear does show up in men. It just manifests differently. With men, there can be a fear of women who own their personal power. When men are operating in the shadow side of these chakras, they can be afraid that powerful women will undermine their masculinity. Or certainly, they can have the fear that allowing their own feminine energies to assert themselves will emasculate them in some way. Now, for women, so many have been told that their sexuality needs to be kept under wraps for their own safety and for the safety of society, really. Our culture doesn't know what to do with women who are powerful in their sexual nature. So we have a lot of fear attached to this, and we're very informed by the media, which can certainly create a lot of confusion. I spoke with a woman one day who came to see me for some intuitive guidance, and she was relating a story about another woman she had spoken with, and said, you know, she was telling me a story that she was doing a self-exam, and she said, I can't even imagine. I leave all that up to my doctor. She said, what would you ever be doing with a mirror down there in the first place? So the only term that she could use for her own body, the only term that she could use was down there, in referring to her own vagina. So the inability to even deal with these body parts, that saying you've got a head is fine, saying you've got an arm is fine, even saying you've got breasts, that's because we've got so much talk about breast cancer. So when we talk about cancer, oh, it's easy to talk about breasts. But if we're talking about the beauty of breasts, well, that's a different story. We better stay away from that. But talking about the vagina, oh, definitely don't want to talk about that. So this woman had great difficulty dealing with this subject, and I have a lot of compassion for that, because I don't know what so many people have been through in their lives that can create these kind of things. There's so many different ways that this can come about, and this can be even people who haven't experienced trauma. But we do live in this more masculine culture, and we live in a pervasive religious culture, and so there is certainly sexual repression there. And when I say that, again, that has to be tempered with what you see in the media. It certainly doesn't look repressed there, but it is. It's just a different way of putting it out there. These are things that we need to talk about so that we can deal with them. For instance, what image do you conjure when I talk about a sexually powerful woman? What about a spiritually powerful woman? How often have you contemplated that a truly spirit-filled woman is also a sexually powerful woman? And that a woman who is truly powerful in her own sexuality is also a spiritual woman? Understanding that she's grounded in earth and tethered to heaven. So when I talk about power here, I'm not talking about something that stands above others. But power is in something that emanates from within and therefore stands with others. Our sexuality is simple. It is basic to who we are. It's basic to being human. And yet it is deeply mysterious to us. So we need to embrace that mystery and be in open dialogue about it with our Creator and with each other. Listen to this song by Everlast. This is Black Coffee.
just like a junkie. Just like a junkie. It's April 25th, it's up around 8:00. Found a spot out in a park where the grass is shady. She said, Mom's from Jamaica.
Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails. That's called Closer. You know, I chose that song because Trent Reznor is absolutely incredible at being able to creatively express this sexual, spiritual confusion, this feeling of, wow, this gets me closer to God, but yet I've got these kind of feelings down in me sexually, and what do I do with that? What does that mean spiritually? And so he lets these feelings out, and he says, wow, these sexual feelings bring me closer to God. And they do. So deal with that within yourself a little bit. Feel whatever feelings come up with these ideas, this idea of sexuality and spirituality being these energies that dance within us, and that they do go together, and that we need to deal with them together as a whole. These energies are really just being awakened more and more in our culture right now. When I work with a client who shows up for a reading and I see that she or he is in need of work or play in the first three chakras, and most especially in the first two, I typically try to move them to a place of music and movement, creativity, movement of the hips to loosen and create a flow of energy in those first two chakras. I want to move you into a place of meditation. And in the last few meditations, in the last few shows, we've done a more quiet and contemplative meditation. This time, I want you to stand and move. Consider standing before a full-length mirror. And if you really, really want to go out there and do something, consider standing alone before a full-length mirror, completely naked, and looking at your own face and body with an attitude of adoration, gratitude, and love. This is an exercise that can be excruciating for many people. I understand that, if not impossible at first. Take it at your own pace. Take it at your own pace. But this is about loving and honoring yourself. This body is your vehicle. We are spirits in a physical world. And so we must take care of this vehicle in the same way that we would a fine automobile. We want to honor this vehicle because it's the only one that we have in this physical lifetime. The meditation song that I'm going to play for you is by Deva Premal. It's called Hari Om Shiva Om. Hari Om is the primordial cosmic vibration. A Shiva is a male Hindu god. However, mantras are to be used in the abstract to help identify with all of creation. I've read that Hari can be taken to mean the remover, and that the vibration of chanting Hari reduces ignorance. Om is the universal. So Hari Om Shiva Om can be closely related to the Christian I am that I am. So though Shiva is a male deity, the music that Deva Premal has set this mantra to is very sensual. Without a doubt, it also invokes the sacred feminine. So I'd love for you to take some time alone to use this as a moving meditation to allow the music to move your body in tandem with creation. Celebrate your beautiful body simply by moving in whatever way you can and being in awe of this gift. Here is Deva Premal, Hari Om Shiva Om.
Hari Om Shiva Om.
Deva Pramal and Hari Om Shiva Om. Well, I hope you did some interesting and fun movement to that meditation, that moving meditation. I hope that you swirled like a whirling dervish, because that definitely gets those hips moving and gets that first and second chakra energy flowing and gets you in touch with the divine feminine, no doubt. Be willing to allow yourself to temporarily let go of all your beliefs and allow your higher self consciousness to speak directly to you. And understand that any discomfort you may feel with that is your resistance to God or Goddess opening within you, opening to a greater sense of love. So when you do this, don't judge anything that comes up. You just let it float away gently on the vibrations of that music. And I encourage you to do that regularly so that you can open yourself more and more to the divine feminine. I want to take a minute to thank my sponsors, Gemini Light Sound and Video, Usery Printing, Studio Honey, and Brownwood Gardens. And also want to thank Illumnia Radio for making this possible. You can go to their new website at Illumnia, that's Illumnia, Illumnia.com, and check out the schedule and the other shows that are available here. You can go and snoop around KimberlyCain.com, that's C-A-I-N, to find out what I've got going on and learn more about Live Inside Out. With Live Inside Out, you'll see that I do a class every now and then called Leo, Move Your Sexy Spirit. I have one coming up in October, and I can also put one together for your group if you email me, kim@liveinsideout.com. Along those lines, you'll notice that on Leo Radio, you hear a little about God, and then you hear a little about sex or money, things that in our culture don't always seem to mix so easily. And that's because the intention of Leo Radio is to raise awareness of our wholeness while also entertaining. My newly published novel, Heaven, is about the nature of God as seen through the eyes of Eve, an exotic dancer. Eve questions accepted religious norms. She counsels her fellow dancers, and she generally revels in the freedom of her body as connected to the power of her spirit. She often sees herself as a light in a dark world. So Heaven is a fictional story, yet it contains much non-fictional information on the ideas of reuniting this perceived separation of spirituality and sexuality that tends to dominate our Western culture. I have been doing readings for you every week, and I'm going to do that for you again today. Today's reading is more explicit than in previous weeks, so adjust accordingly to put yourself in a space to receive that, either now or later in a podcast. I'll be combining excerpts from two chapters here. The first part is from chapter 2, called Eve Got a Bad Rap, and the second is from chapter 5, called Pussy Image. I'm going to take a drink of water here and then read for you. The serpent tattooed along the full length of my spine is a tribute to the symbolic Eve, my namesake. I free the serpent to tell her story when I strip. I can only surmise she's the reason for the weasel boy calling me Satan's bitch. His interpretation. I'm an exotic dancer with a passionate spirit. My serpent is enticing because people think it's all about being a temptress or being bad. It's not that. Oh, not totally anyway. I just have a deep-seated need to express my view on an old idea that really irks me. Eden was perfect. God told Adam and Eve that they would have anything they wanted in the garden, except for one thing. They couldn't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Otherwise, they would face certain death. One day, Eve came across a serpent in the garden. The serpent tempted her to eat from the forbidden tree. Eve succumbed to this temptation. Then she went to Adam and tempted him to eat of the fruit. Suddenly, they noticed that they were naked. And they were ashamed. They had sinned against God and would therefore never again experience the perfection of Eden. They'd ruined it, not only for themselves, but for the rest of humanity. I don't think so. The God I know does not operate like this. A divine creator creates us with all of our curiosity. Then he plays this cruel joke of putting a beautiful tree with succulent sweet fruit right in front of us and says, "You can have anything you want except this. If you do, you and all of your offspring and theirs and so on are screwed forever until eternity." Someone was tripping when he came up with that idea. Eve got a bad rap. I've just never bought into the idea that she brought sin into the world. Eve opened the door to life. She opened her whole being